KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. In high school volleyball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Kemper Catholic sweeping Atlantic up in Carroll 3-0. The final there, 25-10, 25-11, 25-13. Also in Hawkeye 10 action, Clarinda 3-0 over Glenwood, Red Oak 3-0 over Denison Schleswig, and St. Albert 3-0 over Shenandoah. Corner conference play, East Mills got by Stanton 3-2. Fremont Mills, a winner over Heartland Christian 3-0. They also beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. It was Lord Central Catholic beating Fremont Mills 2-1 and Heartland Christian 2-0. South Page top Clarinda Academy 3-0, and Thomas Jefferson over Heartland Christian 2-0. Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon 3-0 over Missouri Valley. Griswold swept Riverside 3-0. IKM Manning over AHSTW 3-1. Trainer 3-0 over Logan Magnolia, and Tri-Center swept Underwood 3-0. Pride of Iowa Conference play, East Union 3-2 over I-35. It was Southeast Warren beating Orient Maxburg and Mormon Trail, both by 2-0 scores. In Rolling Valley play, Arweva over Glidden Ralston 3-1. Bowyer Valley beat Woodbine 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard swept Charter Oak Ute 3-0. And Exira EHK 3-1 over Cam. And also it was Lord Central Catholic beating Thomas Jefferson 2-0. And Mormon Trail sweeping Orient Maxburg 3-0 last night in high school volleyball. In cross-country action, the Shenandoah Cross-Country Invitational was held last night. On the girls' side, it was Abraham Lincoln winning the team title with 65 points. Glenwood second with 70. Atlantic was third with 74, followed by Shenandoah Essex and Griswold. Underwood, Lewis Central, Thomas Jefferson, Trainer, Riverside, Clarinda, Southwest Valley, Southwest Iowa, and St. Albert, the rest of the field. Individually, Carly Larson of Underwood was the champion with a time of 18:20.53. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills was runner-up. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex, third. Ashley Wendt of Atlantic, fourth. And Aubrey McIntyre of Glenwood was fifth. On the boys' side, the team title went to Thomas Jefferson with 63 points. Glenwood was second with 73, followed by Lewis Central and Atlantic in fourth, and Shenandoah Essex was fifth. Abraham Lincoln, Underwood, Red Oak, Griswold, Riverside, Clarinda, St. Albert Trainer, Southwest Iowa, Southwest Valley, Bedford, and Tarkio, Missouri, the rest of the field. Individually, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the winner. The time was 16:15.91. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic was runner-up. David Thompson of Griswold, third. Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central, fourth. Otis Mateka of Riverside was fifth. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic finished seventh in that race. Also in cross-country action, the Leon Fox Cross-Country Invitational was held at Perry, and Creston and Nottoway Valley competing there. On the girls' side, it was Ballard winning the team title with 35, followed by Dallas Center Grimes, winner set, Creston fourth, and ADM was fifth. Nottoway Valley didn't have a girls' team score, but they did have the champion, as Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley won the race. Sydney Smith of Dallas Center Grimes was second. Ellie Tweet of Ballard was third, followed by Lauren Matthews of Ballard, and Brielle Baker of Creston finished fifth. On the boys' side, Dallas Center Grimes won the team title with 37 points. Nottoway Valley was runner-up with 66, followed by Winterset, Bondurant, Farrar, Ballard in the top five. Creston finished 11th. Individually, Drake Van Bale of Bondurant, Farrar won the race with a time of 16:39.52. Alex Thompson of Dallas Center Grimes was second, followed by Dakota Rusher of Roland Story, Tyler Bordeman of Dallas Center Grimes, and Noah Cohut Jackson of Ballard. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley was sixth, and Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley was eighth in that race. Also last night in swimming, the Atlantic girls swimming team hosted Newton in a duel at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, and the Trojans came away victorious. Atlantic beat Newton by a final point total of 92-77. That meet comprised of 21 events on the night. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Yadier Molina hit a disputed double that drove in the winning run with two outs in the ninth inning Thursday night, sending the St. Louis Cardinals over the Cincinnati Reds 4-3. The Cardinals began the day one game behind San Francisco for the second NL wildcard spot, and that's where they would stay after the Giants won later. Matt Carpenter drew a one-out walk from Blake Wood with two outs. Molina's one-hop hit appeared to bounce off a sign above left field wall and carry him back into play, which it did. But it should have been ruled a ground rule double, but the umpires left the field before Cincinnati wanted to challenge. Carpenter kept running and scored from first. Reds manager Brian Price ran after the umpires, who left the field as soon as Carpenter touched the plate. Molina and Jed Jerko hit solo homers for the Cardinals. Sungwan Oh wound up with the win. Byron Buxton tripled, doubled, drove in two runs, and scored twice as the Twins defeated the Royals 7-6 last night as well. Also in baseball, the Orioles climbed into a tie with the Jays for the AL wild card, as Ubaldo Jimenez and the Baltimore Orioles have climbed into that tie. Jimenez and two relievers combined on a three-hitter, and the Orioles blanked the Blue Jays 4-0. And also the Yankees were eliminated from playoff contention despite a 5-1 win over the Red Sox that completed a three-game sweep of the AL East champions. New York, which could not overcome a 9-17 start, lost out when Baltimore's 4-0 victory at Toronto knocked them out. Detroit's home game against Cleveland was rained out. The game would have to be made up Monday if it affects who makes the postseason or how teams are seeded. Detroit is 1.5 games out of the final wild card spot behind the Blue Jays and the Orioles. Also in the World Cup of Hockey, Brad Marchand scored a shorthanded goal with 43 seconds left, and Canada beat Team Europe 2-1 to win the World Cup of Hockey. The Canadians won the best-of-three finals 2-0. They did not lose a game during that tournament. Europe is sending the Olympic gold and silver medalist out for the first match of the Ryder Cup. Gold medalist Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson are in the opening foursome match today against Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed. Stenson and Rose won all three of their matches in 2014 at Glen Eagles, while Spieth and Reed went 2-0-1 as a team. That Ryder Cup getting underway today in Chaska, Minnesota. Also, the rest of the scoreboard for Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Tampa Bay 5-3 over the White Sox, Seattle 3-2 over Oakland. National League, Washington beat Arizona 5-3. The Cubs ended up in a tie. They called it after six innings due to weather over Pittsburgh. 1-1 there. The Atlanta was a 5-2 winner over Philadelphia. St. Louis, as we mentioned, 4-3 over Cincinnati. The Dodgers beat San Diego 9-4, and the Giants beat Colorado 7-2. In the NFL, Bengals receiver A.J. Green had a dominating performance with 173 yards and a touchdown, and the Cincinnati defense was inspired by Vontaze Burfict's return and clamped down on the Dolphins for a 22-7 victory last night. The Bengals rebounded from a 29-17 home loss to Denver on Sunday with a solid all-around game against a depleted Dolphins team. Greg Ward Jr. threw for a career-high 389 yards and accounted for five touchdowns in just more than three quarters to help sixth-ranked Houston beat Connecticut 42-14 last night. The victory was a bit of redemption for the Cougars, whose only loss last year was a 20-17 defeat by the Huskies when the Cougars were 10-0. Backup quarterback Nick Szymanek threw for four touchdowns and 271 yards to lead Texas Tech past Kansas 55-19 last night in each team's Big 12 opener. Szymanek came in after starter Patrick Mahomes, who also threw for four TDs, got injured in the third quarter. Mahomes threw for 277 yards, had one interception, left the game after a 32-yard run that ended with him going down hard on his right shoulder. After being checked briefly on the sideline, he tried to throw one pass before going to the locker room for further evaluation. The Red Raiders have scored at least 50 points in nine straight home games. And tonight in high school football, the Atlantic Trojans return home for another tough game in Class 3A District 7 as they host the 4-1 Glenwood Rams. We'll have more from head coach Mike McDermott coming up here later this morning, and you can catch him on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45. And tonight on the radio, the IKM Manning Wolves and AHSTW Vikings will collide in a key Class 1A District 7 contest in Manning, and we'll have that one for you here later on. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. That's a look at sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.